Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Steve Brown, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. With just 10 weeks to go before a special Senate primary, we're getting a better idea how the race to replace John Kerry in the U.S. Senate is shaping up. WBUR commissioned a poll this week looking at the race and at some other important issues here in Massachusetts. Joining us now in the studio is Mass Inc. pollster Steve Cazella. Thanks for coming in, Steve.
Thank you.
You've had a chance to digest these numbers. What's the big takeaway for you?
There's a couple of them, actually. The first one would be that whoever the Democratic nominee is right now is in a pretty good position relative to the Republican field. Even among the Republicans who have already said that they're going to run, there's very little name recognition for them. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they're trailing the, we'll say, relatively better-known Democrats isn't a huge surprise. The other thing that we did is we took a look at the Democratic primary, and we found there that Markey has a slight edge over Steve Lynch.
Mm-hmm. What does Markey have to do to hang on to that slim lead over the next 10 weeks? And conversely, what does Lynch have to do to gain some ground?
Well, both of them have a common task, which is to get their name out a little bit more. The Democrats are relatively well known, but that's still not to say that most people have even heard of them or have an opinion about them. Mm-hmm. From there, the two different things that they need to do are, on Markey's side, he's hoping that more Democrats, more strong voters, more traditional, you know, every time kind of voters show up. Lynch is hoping that he can draw in more unenrolled voters to participate in the primary. That's a group that he actually does a little bit better with compared to how he performs with Democrats in the poll that we just conducted.
Talking about Scott Brown, you asked if his new role as a commentator on Fox News will have any bearing on whether people will support him in the future. What did you find out in that?
Most people said it would make no difference. And the people who said that it would negatively affect their support for him in the future, when you look at who those people are, most of them probably weren't going to support him anyway. Mm-hmm. The question going forward will be, as his role evolves at Fox News and as he gets involved in some of the more contentious policy issues that he is certain to during his time there, and what effect will that have? Will it be positive? You know, will people really start to get to know him and like him, or will it be negative?
Mm-hmm. What did the poll find out about Republicans who may be running in this race? And it's still fluid. There's some names that are still floating out there they haven't committed yet.
It is still fluid, and we didn't know even when we put this poll together a week ago or so who was going to be in. And the ones that we did include, basically what we found is that most of them are still very sort of unknown quantities.
What obstacles do these Republican candidates face based on the data that you get back?
Well, the thing that they need to do in addition to getting their name out there is to gather the signatures. And that's the question about the Republican primary is, you know, now we've got four or five people who have said they're thinking about running, they're leaning towards running, some descriptor about how they're almost running or they are running, but they still have to gather 10,000 signatures in the next few weeks. So there's a question that remains as to whether or not there will be a Republican primary.
Mm-hmm. You also asked some questions about issues facing the legislature, specifically the governor's plan to raise additional revenues for transportation and education by upping the state income tax and lowering the state sales tax. What did the respondents tell you about that proposal?
What we found there was just under half, 42%, said that they either strongly or somewhat supported the plan as we described it, and about half said that they strongly or somewhat opposed the plan.
Okay, thank you very much. Mass Inc. pollster Steve Cazella, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
And you can read much more about this poll and see all the data at our website, WBUR.org.